KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy and 47 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy here today with a high around 58. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In local news, Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Director Megan Roberts said the city's young professionals group has seen a period of extraordinary growth. Speaking before the city council Wednesday evening, Roberts said more than 25 people attend each group and other events, which is up from just a handful at the same time last year.
And to me, that says that Atlantic has some increase in young families and young people getting involved with the community.
They include new teachers, accountants, retail managers, and specialists in other fields. And Roberts said while the influx of new and younger residents is great to see, it also points out the dire need for affordable housing in the community.
We have definitely had lots of requests, as always, for housing, and I know you know it's a priority, and we just hope that the council and the city continues to make it a priority to get that resolved, because that's one of the biggest struggles when we're talking to these people is finding good places to live, and we know it's not going to get any better until we keep working on it. So I know there's some other groups working on that, CADCO being one of them, and we just hope that the city continues to support that because that's what we're hearing we need.
CADCO Housing Committee Chairman Pat McCurdy agreed with Roberts that there is a shortage of all kinds of housing in Atlantic. He said there are two ways to improve the situation. One is by making the city more attractive so homes can sell.
Well, one thing we need to do is, and I want to commend the council and the city for having this minimum maintenance code and enforce it. And John Lund's doing a good job. He told me there's over 50-some cent that need to paint their houses. So we were kind of talking, what are we going to do? You know, we're always asking the government to do stuff for us. We decided we're going to pick three houses that need painted that people can't afford to paint, and we're going to paint them. What really pleased me, we got these younger kids involved. There's eight different church groups that are going to paint three houses Saturday.
All the materials and paint have been donated. Another way he says the city can improve its housing situation is to come up with a tax increment financing plan that's applicable to new housing developments.
Think about housing in this. We got the Don Sontags that want to do more housing, but he needs some help, you know, because we got a great community. Let's make it better, but we got to have more housing. And as an individual, it's very hard to just go put something up and make a cash flow because the rent's not high enough in this town, for one thing. I'll attest to that. We have to have more housing. These young people, these young professionals, they'll go on. They'll have no place to stay.
The Atlantic City Council on Wednesday tabled action on a TIF plan at the request of Councilman Sean Schaus, head of a committee tasked with creating a draft fair plan for the council to approve. Schaus requested the delay in discussion because he was made aware of information based on legislation passed earlier this summer in Iowa that will need to be incorporated into any policy the city develops or amends. The council will discuss further but not take action on the matter during their meeting October 17th. News time is 7:10.
Once upon a time, there were three bears.
Papa Bear,
Mama Bear,
and Baby Bear.
Pa, wake up.
What is it, Ma? You're supposed to be sleeping.
I was, but I was just thinking.
You woke me up because you were thinking?
Well, just listen to me. With our new addition, we're going to need some updating done to our cave, including the plumbing.
Then, one day, this boy came to the door.
So, you need to have some plumbing done.
Oh, you again?
Again? May I suggest you call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. They also specialize in new and remodeled plumbing, as well as sewer and line repair. Plus, they always offer prompt, courteous service at competitive prices.
You know, Pa, they did do good work on our heating system.
For all your plumbing needs, call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic, 243-2260.
Can we go back to sleep now? It's way too soon to be awake.
A new addition? Cool beans. I'm going to be a big sister.
The Atlantic City Council last night took no action on a proposal by Syngenta Crop Products to develop an advertising campaign with the city to promote its AgroSure Viptera corn seeds for local farmers. City Administrator Doug Harris.
Syngenta requested permission to put up a bunch of signs and wraps around the city on buildings or within the windows of buildings, on lampposts, on park benches, and other places to advertise and corn seed.
As part of the company's public relations campaign, Syngenta would have included Atlantic in advertisements targeting local farming communities. The city would have worked with the company to promote town events, living, and other attractions as part of the campaign as well. Harris said because the company wants the signs put in place beginning October 16th or just prior to the council's next meeting, he said the next meeting would be too late to take action on the proposal, meaning the council would have to have acted on the request immediately Wednesday.
They're talking about they might make some donations, but nothing has been, they have not indicated specifically, you know, what they might do on that end. So I think it's whether, you know, you're willing to let them and any other party, I think, utilize your property for advertisement. Ideally, you'd have a policy to say, we'll do it under these circumstances, for these types of purposes, for this kind of a fee, but we don't have that. So you're sort of left, you want to shoot from the hip and make a decision, or do you want to lightly decline?
Mayor Dave Jones said the last second two-day notice about the offer is not enough time for the council to discuss the matter, and Councilman Steve Livengood agreed.
It is one of those, we want to talk about this tonight, and we need you to approve it after about 15 minutes of discussion. And as Doug said, it's going to, if not establish a policy, it certainly establish a precedent. You know, who comes in next with all of 10 or 15 minutes advance warning? We see what we assume is a synopsis of their proposal, but I haven't seen their proposal. So I'm certainly not ready to approve something I haven't seen yet. I just despise these, we got to do it in the next 10 minutes kind of things.
Councilperson Kathy Summers said they had received an email from a Syngenta competitor requesting the council oppose the offer. Mayor Jones said Chamber Director Megan Roberts informed him also that the company is looking at four cities in Iowa for its advertising campaign, none of which have offered any response thus far. A couple of those communities, he said, may have been waiting to see what Atlantic's response would be. In addition to the council's opposition to the short notice of the proposal, City Attorney David Wiederstein recommended they take no action on the offer. There's more news online at KJAN.com. I'll be back after this with a look at the funeral announcements.
Hello? Hi, Helen. Wait, what's going on over there? Well, I was trying to get a jump start and do a checkup on my furnace. What do you know about furnaces? Don't you know you're supposed to leave that to the professionals like those at Masker Plumbing and Heating? Well, Marge, it's only in a few pieces. Do you think they can come put it back together for me? Oh, Helen, what were you thinking? Here, let me get you the number for Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic so you can call someone who knows what they're doing. It's 712-243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your furnace inspection today. Be sure to check with your tax advisor for any available tax credits for installing new high-efficiency equipment. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, see Masker Plumbing and Heating or give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. And in the funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Alice Bassett, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Alice Bassett will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Hazel Christ, age 94, of Exira, died September 27th. Funeral services for Hazel Christ will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Carolyn K. Thompson, age 69, of Stewart, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Carolyn Thompson will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Loyal Goff, age 97, of Fontenelle, died Monday. A Mass of the Resurrection for Loyal Goff will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Gail Steffens, age 79, of Wyota, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Gail Steffens will be tomorrow at 10:30 in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Daryl Kanan, age 52, of Erling, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Daryl Kanan will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Naomi DeVos, age 95, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Naomi DeVos will be held Friday at 1 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Irene Peterson, age 84, of Shelby, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Irene Peterson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Evangelical Lutheran Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has arrangements. And 76-year-old James Pierce of Atlantic died Tuesday. Services for James Pierce will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Perry. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.